morning, good afternoon. Is everybody awake yet?
No.
Who was at the midnight jam last night? How late did that go? Four? Five? Three. Okay. Well, you're better men and women than we are. Well, it's great to be here. Thank you very much for coming out to see us on this misty morning. Yeah, it does kind of remind us of one of our favorite tunes, which I think we might do for you guys. And if you can kind of imagine yourselves floating back through the mists of time, find yourself on the west coast of Ireland on a day probably a lot like this, maybe a little bit more fog, fewer donuts. And you can imagine a company of 14 monks in their hair shirts getting ready to set off on a voyage that's going to last 7 years and take them to who knows where. So these monks got in their boat in their hair shirts and they began rowing and rowing and rowing. And as they rowed, they sang a little tune.
Oh, 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 your boat gently down the stream.
You'll be happy to know this was a long voyage, so they had lots of time to practice their singing. So they sang and they rowed and they sang and they rowed until they thought they found an island. So they camped out on the back of this, on this island, and they jumped out of their boat, and they decided to light a fire, and play a little jig on the fiddle, and dance at the same time, and make some more fire. And just about that time, they realized that they weren't on an island. In fact, they were camped out on the back of a whale. And the whale didn't like it too much. So the monks got back in the boat, and they rowed and they rowed and they rowed some more for about three more years until finally they actually did see land. And what they saw was Newfoundland. Newfoundland. So they got out of their boats. They got out of their boat, and first thing they did was they ran to Tim Hortons to get a donut. Any Canadians here? That was for you, Tim Hortons. They had a donut, always fresh. Got back in the boat, rowed about a year, and then they realized they should have taken a shower when they were back in Newfoundland. But they forgot, so they kept rowing and rowing and chanting, and finally they made it back to Ireland. And this all took 7 years, and inspired me to write a banjo tune. This is a true story, by the way. All of it. Even the part about Tim Hortons is true. And I learned about this on the Discovery Channel one night. Brendan, a kind of a legendary monk who actually might have been the first European to sail to the New World in such a fashion as we've just described. So we're going to play the tune that I wrote for him, kind of a New Age banjo opus. It's called The Wonderful Sea Voyage of Holy St. Brendan.